Viking in Trouble, written by Jeremy Strong and read by Nigel Lambert.
Chapter 1. Trouble Ahead. The Viking Hotel in Flotby was famous throughout Britain, not for its fine cooking or excellent sea views, but because it had a real Viking living and working there. People came from far and wide to see Sigurd. He was, after all, quite a sight. He had a fearsome black beard and moustache, and somehow managed to draw attention to himself wherever he went. This may have had something to do with the way he waved his huge sword, Nosepicker, about his head. Nobody was quite sure how Sigurd came to be in Flotby at the end of the 20th century, but Siggy had a strange story to tell.
I from Hedeby in Denmark. I sail with Ulrik Blacktooth. Sit on boat long time and get dead bottom. Big war fleet. We come to kill everyone and steal everything. But mist come like cloud of darkness, all spooky wooky. Boats go in mist, can't see, like helmet slip down too far. We listen to sea. I sit at front of ship, and ship go bang bang against rocks. I fall off, splash, very wet, very cold. I get up, where boat? Boat gone! I climb up cliff, I come to house. Aha! It's me! Outside is sign with me, Viking Hotel! I walk in. Here I am. I am Sigurd from Hedeby in Denmark. Good morning and welcome. Hot baths in every room. Very well, thank you. The toilets are over there. Good night.
At this point, Sigurd would bow to his audience, and there would be much applause. He had told this story many times. After all, he'd been living at the Viking Hotel for almost a year now. Poor Mr. and Mrs. Ellis, the owners of the hotel, had been driven quite mad by him. The problem was very simple. Siggy had come straight out of the 10th century and into the 20th. A lot of things had changed since 900 AD, and Siggy was still trying to get used to them. Meanwhile, Mr. and Mrs. Ellis were still trying to get used to him. The Ellis's children, Tim and Zoe, thought that Siggy was marvellous. They enjoyed showing him off to their friends, and Zoe had even undertaken the hard task of trying to teach Sigurd some English. Then there was Mrs. Tibblethwaite, the widower who'd first come to the hotel as a guest, but had stayed on, and on, and on. It wasn't much of a secret that Siggy was madly in love with her, or that Tibby, as she was affectionately known, had a very large, soft spot for the daft Viking. It seemed quite obvious that they would get married. The decision bit was simple, but after that it got very complicated and very noisy.
"We have Viking weeding,"
announced Sigurd.
"Wedding, not weeding,"
corrected Zoe.
"Ah, Viking wedding!"
shouted Siggy, waving Nosepicker above his head and slicing through the lampshade. There was a loud bang as the hotel electrics fused and everything went dark.
"Who am I?"
bellowed Sigurd, crashing into a nearby table.
"Not who am I, you say where am I?"
Mr. Ellis heaved a deep sigh and made his way to the fuse box. A few minutes passed, and the lights came back on. Siggy was on his feet in an instant, wildly waving his sword.
"Where did that? Sigurd, kill him!"
"There's no need to kill anyone, Sigurd. And you don't say, where did that? You must say, who did that?"
"Who did that?"
Sigurd repeated slowly. "Who did what?" asked Mr. Ellis, coming back into the room.